Welcome to the DC Daily Drop, your one-stop shop for today's important news in DC movies, TV, and comics. Here are your hosts, Tom and Zach.
Welcome to a Tuesday, May 30th edition of the DC Daily Drop. I'm Tom.
And I'm Zach.
And we are going to talk a little bit about Justice League and then some other stuff. Golden Link Europe has a bunch of promotional stuff for movie theaters, concessions, popcorn, tubs, those kind of things, and they released on their site new images of those things for Justice League, which includes some new look at the characters and the team from the film, which is cool. You can see like all these weird drinks, like I've never seen a water bottle that looks like that, or cool protein shaker bottle, which is what I'm most excited about, and some other items, but. The cool thing was some new images.
Yeah, so the very first image when you go onto the website is pretty similar to one we've seen before with the team standing together on this kind of like apocalyptic background sort of thing. But there is one extra character in there who we have not seen in some other images. You may know him. He goes by the name Superman.
Yeah, this is that was the first image released of Justice League, if you're talking about that, but there's other ones too.
Yeah, on the cups.
Okay, yeah. Oh, gotcha. There's a lot of images.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff with the cool Justice League logo and like Superman dabbing or doing whatever he's doing off to the side.
Just doing what Superman does. Yeah, anything to take away from this?
It's not going to add anything or reveal anything about the movie, but if you want to see more looks at this movie than you have seen before, check it out.
Yeah, and it's cool to see Superman involved in the marketing. Obviously, you know, I know some people don't want to see anything about him, but it is a smart business move to include Superman. Do you have your popcorn tub picked out for Thursday, November 16th, or...
Not yet. I'm going to kind of sleep on it this weekend before I make a final decision.
Okay. Well, you have till Monday to make your final decision because you got to get those ironed down earlier. Yeah. It looks really neat. One thing I noticed, it seems like almost in some of the pictures, Superman's always in the background, which maybe they just added him in last, but it almost seems like they're kind of protecting him the rest of the league at some points or trying to block someone from getting to him or something like that. But I'm probably looking into it way too much.
Yeah, we might be reading into these popcorn tubs a little bit too much, but
that's crazy talk.
Oh man! All right, moving on to crazy talk. AMC has released a kind of behind the scenes little featurette, maybe 2.5 minutes of Preacher Season 2 with crazy action, New Orleans, and more. It looks pretty crazy. It looks very much like Preacher. There's some crazy gory stuff in it. We see Seth Rogen behind the scenes directing and talking about how there's a lot of action that he thinks you can only do on Preacher, and that's what they're going to try to do. And you see some of that in this. The show is insane, and they're not, if anything, they're trying to get more insane. They're definitely not backing down on the insane.
Absolutely. That's part of the draw of the show. But it looks like season 2 of Preacher is going to be on Amazon Prime the day after it airs. I don't know if they were on anything last season, but they should be on Amazon Prime this year, which is interesting.
Yeah, which is good because I have Amazon Prime.
Well, there you go. That's why they did it.
Yep.
Injustice 2 is out, but they still keep dropping trailers. This one is very anticipated. I know a lot of people wanted to see Red Hood and Injustice 2. And they can get it. There's a trailer released on YouTube, and he is going to be available in June as part of Fighter Pack 1.
Yeah, he looks really cool. I don't know. He's pretty good with the guns.
Yeah, that's kind of a weird thing in like a close hand-to-hand combat game, and he's just got two guns, bang bang. Kind of weird, but he looks like Red Hood. He looks cool.
Yeah, and it's cool that they can keep adding stuff to the game. All right, last up, we have a Twitter question from @Condor_Zlander. Do you think we will see how Aquaman and Mira first met since that photo on the set of Aquaman was released?
Yeah, I think that's talking about one of the set leak photos, which we won't talk about. But what do you think about this question, Zach?
Yeah, so disregarding the photo, just do you think we'll see Aquaman and Mira how they first met? Yeah, I think so. I think we're going to get a lot of origin story put away in this first Aquaman film, and Aquaman and Mira meeting for the first time, I think, is a big part of that origin story. So I think we're going to see that. I don't know how much time they're going to dedicate it to it, because they have some other origins they have to get through as well. But I definitely don't, or I guess I don't think this film is just going to start out with them already together and like in a strong relationship for years before this film starts. You know what I mean?
Right. And James Wan has talked in the past about how the film is kind of going to focus on their relationship. And he said at first they don't really get along. So I'm assuming we're going to see when they first meet, if not in Aquaman, then in Justice League. That might be the first time they meet in that. Who knows? But I think we're definitely going to see that at some point. And this is going to very much be an Aquaman and Mira film from everything we've heard from James Wan. So I hope we do get to see that. And I know their relationship's going to be an important part of the film.
Yeah, I definitely think it's going to be a big part of the arc of this film, is setting up their relationship and getting them closer together as they are on their crazy Indiana Jones / Romancing the Stone type swashbuckling adventure that James Wan has talked about.
/ horror film /
yeah.
Definitely. All right, well, that is all we've got for today. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back again tomorrow.
Thanks for listening, and make sure to check out DC Daily Drop on Twitter, Facebook, and DCDailyDrop.com. Drop by tomorrow for more DC news.